of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. The agreement is for 3 years. The amount of compensation is $463,000 in the first year, and it has a 2% COLA in the second and the third year. Cost adjustment in the second and third year. There is a provision that should the amount of money not be budgeted in any of the years, the agreement would terminate. So there is an out clause within the three-year term. Other than that, we're available for questions if you have them.
Very good. Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And as much as the county executive and the mayor of Milwaukee came up with this memorandum of understanding, part of which related to 911 services, all the county executive has to do is to budget from year to year.
Correct.
Dollars for this service. And I know that a couple of our colleagues are leaving, but we'll just have to see with respect to the replacements how they feel about the contract from year to year to year. Having said that, I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Johnson moves approval. I know Mr. Fudge is with us. Did you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I'm just happy to answer questions if you have
them. Very good. Supervisor Weishaupt?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I find it a little bit disturbing that we're going to enter into an agreement and then you would just give it in the so-called out clause that if the county exec doesn't put in money into the budget, he unilaterally would be able to terminate a contract versus the county board if we chose to enter a contract. If we're going to do a three-year agreement, that should be a commitment to put 3 years' worth of funding into the budget. And so I'd like to get a little bit more understanding of that.
Can I clarify?
Please.
Very good point, Supervisor. Let me just read verbatim the provision. In the event that either the Common Council of the City of Milwaukee or Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors should refuse to provide the appropriations for this agreement in the budget for the subsequent calendar year, this agreement shall terminate effective January 1 of that year. So that power rests with the county board, and it basically stipulates that should they not provide the funding to provide the service and should we not provide the funding to reimburse for that service, it terms. But that is the power that you hold, not the county executive.
Well, that clarifies it a little bit, but I think it opens things up to a bit of the gamesmanship during the budget process. I would hope that we would stick to what the county board just literally a few weeks ago put in the budget, and that was a one-year agreement. And that if, say, in June or July, that after we feel comfortable with the performance of the City of Milwaukee, that we would then enter into some type of extension. But I have yet to see anything that has made me feel more confident that it would be successful as a three-year agreement. So I would hope that we would deny this this request for a three-year agreement. I have no problem supporting a one-year agreement. That's what was in the budget. And I think that we should stick to that absent any real argument than what we heard just a few weeks ago.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. Well, this has been part of a long process in the budgetary process. I've had some disagreements and some concerns. Most of the board has.
Yeah.
I appreciate, your role in your finances and what you've given to us. The sheriff had different numbers. Our staff is... I know we're in the ballpark. I know you've done your diligence on this kind of stuff. I still have some reservations whether that kind of money is really going to be done, capitalized after all these years. And also the question I did ask before, you were kind enough to come before the meeting and I talked to you also, but no one's mentioned this two-year extension in there, and when does that kick in again, and who decides on that? That would be my first question. I have a follow-up, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Mr. Supervisor, Mr. Chairman, the two-year extension would be optional after the third, after 2015. The resolution does require that the county board agree to the extension or the implementation of the second, the optional term. So that would be for 2016 and 17.
All right. So in essence, we're, you know, I had some reservations about a one-year, and that's less 3 or 5 year, so I tried to be consistent on that. And I know I still have some reservations, and I won't bring a number six set. I'm sure we're going to have a long discussion on our next item. But, you know, we're taking away a lot of responsibilities from the sheriff. You know, I've advocated during the budget that we started this process with the county executive. I appreciate that. You know, I know there's constitutional duties the sheriff has, but I mean, we're just going into a large area. There's terrific ramifications in six, and all the cooperation that needs to be done between the sheriff and the city and the administration and the new superintendent. And then now we're throwing this in, and I'm wondering what the sheriff's doing. And I just have, you know, just some reservations about it, where we're going, how fast we're going, and, you know, I really just have some concerns looking at 3 years and really these savings are coming. Is this responsibility I'm feeling that we should have, taking jobs away from us again? And those are the concerns I've expressed before, and I guess I'll end there. Thank you. Thank you for your work, Bill.
Okay. Other committee members? Let me recognize Kelly Bablich, Chief of Staff, to our Chairwoman, Marina Dmitrievich. Ms. Bablich, did you want to say anything?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. The Chairwoman does support this intergovernmental partnership, which will produce savings for the county over the term and is in the interest of public safety.
Very good. Okay. Supervisor Weishan.
Well, for that, I just think, you know, we put together a budget, we go down this path, and I just find it disappointing then that the leadership then turns its back after a decision that they had made earlier. We could have settled this in the budget process and put a three-year deal together, and I think it is, inappropriate to hang people out to dry like that. You know, there obviously caused needless pain through the budget process with the city of Milwaukee. If then 3 weeks later you decide that what the mayor and the exec proposed a month ago is now somehow fine, so I just find that, and I don't see the savings that are there. If anything, this locks us into a cost escalation for the next 3 years, plus the options after that, versus, you know. So I just don't accept those comments as being real. Thank you.
Okay. I don't know if that needs to be responded to. Let me ask Inspector Schmidt, who's in our audience. And I'm sorry that I did not give you a heads up on this one, but I believe that the sheriff is okay with the city of Milwaukee taking over this program.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, it's actually an initiative that we started several years ago. The major issue, of course, is we have a middleman in answering 911 calls. It is not an efficient and effective system the way we currently operate, so how the board determines to do this, of course, is your issue, but as far as the concept of MPD getting their calls directly, we highly support that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? If not, we have a motion by Supervisor Johnson for approval. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Harris?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishan?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
4 ayes, 2 noes. The item is approved.
Thank you, guys.